CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Catherine Owen, and she is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Women's Center. So welcome, Catherine.
Thanks for having me, Maureen.
So tell us about the Women's Center in case some people don't know.
Well, the Lennoxville and District Women's Center is located in the Marguerite Knapp Building, which is the old school building behind the ice cream shop off of Charlotte and Queen. We are a service organization, nonprofit organization that caters to English-speaking women throughout into Eastern Townships. So we're the only mandated women's center that has the mandate to service Anglophone women.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so okay. We represent women from Granby all the way over to Megantic.
Wow, that's quite a big region.
It is. It's a big reach, but we have a lot of partners, and there are plenty of other women's centers, as you know, throughout the province that do a fantastic job. We're just the only ones who are mandated to service the English population.
That's nice, a place for English women to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 257 Queen Street, as Catherine was saying. It's the same building that Townshippers is in.
Yes, it is. We have a gaggle of community organizations in the building, and it's really wonderful to be working with people who like-minded people.
Mm-hmm. That's been going quite a few years, I think. When did that start?
The Women's Center?
Yeah.
1981.
Wow.
Yeah, we celebrated our 35th anniversary last year.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to do the math on that. I'm pretty sure it's 35.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. It's definitely a great place, and I'm glad to know it's been going on for so long. Okay, so what goes on at the Women's Center? Who is it for? Who can join? And
right. So we have a series of regularly programmed activities, so weekly activities. I'll do them chronologically, just for the sake of my own brain. Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 9:30 to noon, we have the LDWC playgroup who meet at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, which is 10 Samuel Gratham, right on top of the fire station. They are led by two facilitators, Rowan Smith and Charity Kerrigan, who are specialized in, Rowan is a registered doula and ICBL, she's a lactation specialist. I'm not sure what the acronym is.
Okay.
And she's there every Tuesday morning to help new moms.
Okay.
So moms with newborns come in and they have different topics that they address every Tuesday, but it's also a place where they can just relax and be among one another and share their experiences, their hurdles and just be, you know, among friends. Charity is an early childhood specialist. She organizes incredible interactive activities based on themes every month. So this year she's doing author studies, and this every Tuesday and Thursday she has either a book that she introduces or a craft related to that book to explore different sensory experiences and educational experiences. It's really amazing what they do.
It is amazing. It sounds amazing and a great place to go. So, because it's a difficult time in a young mother's life and a parent's life. So
it is, and we have such an assumption that we'll naturally know what to do. And I think being around people who are going through similar experiences makes us realize, okay, you know, this is hard for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has, you know, challenges. Mm-hmm. Everybody has questions. And being together allows us to find the solutions much more accessibly.
Definitely. So that's a great group. And how old do the children have to be for the play group?
It's pre-K. So it's 0 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
And it is any membership to the Women's Center is $10 annually. So it's quite affordable.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a policy. If you can't afford it, let us know. We'll figure something out. And the playgroup has an added $10 activity fee per year.
Mm-hmm.
So $20 in total to be a part of all of those amazing events.
It is amazing. You can't get that. You can't get much for $20. So.
No, but we also understand that $20 is $20. And sometimes, you know, you need that $20 to go somewhere else. So
right.
So we're always open to helping out.
That's nice to know.
Yeah.
Good.
And then on, we've got more going on too. On Wednesdays, we have the opposite end of the spectrum for retired women. We have OWLS, Outstanding Wise Ladies Sharing, which is animated by Kim Bailey. who is a professional occupational therapist. And she also does an amazing job at organizing activities, outings. And it's a great place for those ladies to come in and meet with their friends. And just, you know, one of our most important mandates is to break isolation. It's so easy to stay in your own little bubble and worry. And like I said about playgroups, same thing goes for any age group. When you get together, you realize there's a lot of support out there. There are a lot of people who are willing to laugh with you and talk with you, and you know,
that's so important. Isolation is, it, you know, it just feeds more isolation quite often too. So
absolutely,
that's a good thing to belong to. So OWLS then, how old, retired, you said, or 65 and over?
I'm not going to turn anybody away.
No. Okay.
As long as they don't mind being, you know, I think it's just, it's a group for women. You know, most of them are retired, because let's face it, who can take Wednesday afternoon off to go to? So, and they meet 1:30 to 4 on Wednesdays at the Amity Baudouin Community Center.
Good. And I know Kim Bailey, she is a really enthusiastic and positive person, so she's a great person to organize that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. And
and on Friday mornings, we have our painting group, led by the dedicated Judy Williams, who has been doing it for years and years and years.
Amazing.
Those ladies come in, and she will often introduce painting projects for them if they would like. But there are other women who bring in their own projects and just work away. And again, it's a place where you can gather with people who have similar passions and similar interests. Oftentimes I walk in there and they're just standing around laughing and talking and having fun, while others work away laughing on, you know, while they work on their paintings. And at the same time, from 9 to noon on Friday mornings, the bridge group meets on the other end of the hall.
Okay.
And they play bridge.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, you have so many activities.
We do. And those are just the ongoing ones. We like to have one-off workshops as well. And we're always open to hearing what people are interested in or have a need for as well. So, for example, the extension of the playgroup, Charity and Rowan came to us and told us that there was a need for parents to have away time, you know, away from their children, with adults, to talk about challenges that they were facing. So we got them set up with some resources, and they explored different avenues, and they ended up really buckling down with the Neufeld approach and studying it, and now we offer monthly sessions called the Parent Tap, which are discussion groups geared towards tapping the potential in every parent. And they get together and talk about issues pertaining to raising small children, such as how to deal with tantrums. And as Rowan says, it's not trying to carve time out to go to the spa. It's actually about taking care of yourself in the midst of this chaos that is parenthood, you know, and not judging yourself too harshly for it and giving yourself a break. So so we're really excited about that, and it seems to be getting a very positive response.
I would imagine. I wish they had a group like that when I was a young mother. It's so important.
And I think, you know, you bring up a good point, Maureen. The fact is that asking for help, thankfully, is becoming easier. You know, we always feel so judged when we can't just snap our fingers and be good at something.
Exactly.
And this is exactly the point, is to make sure that people know, no, this is hard for everybody.
That's really important. And in today's world, families are so separated. People might be here and their families might be across Canada someplace else. And that makes a big difference.
It does make a huge difference. And the lack of a support system, enormous. And, you know, technology is great for seeing the kids grow up far, far away. But you can't just call that person up and say, hey, I need a shoulder, or I need somebody to watch the kids while I take a shower.
Exactly.
You know, so to have a support system is indispensable, and to reach out is the first step. So we try and make it as easy as possible.
Great. Good. You also have prenatal courses?
Yes. We have prenatal courses starting on October 17th. We have 3 sessions annually. So again, it's Rowan Smith who leads those. There are 7 classes, and they explore all of the things that you will be going through during your pregnancy, but also after your pregnancy. So it's 6 classes, for parents, and then a visit to the hospital. And we try to have one every season except summer, and we cater to single moms, but we also cater to couples.
Mm-hmm.
So
guys are allowed for
absolutely. Okay. I mean, you know, if guys are going to be parents, then mm-hmm. they need to know what they're doing too.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. So a visit to the hospital. What about those who choose the birthing center? Is there?
It is an option with the birthing mm-hmm. center. There's also, we can arrange visitations to the birthing center. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is that the birthing center works very closely with the hospital.
Okay.
In case mm-hmm. of any emergency procedures, I believe you have to be registered. You have to be registered nonetheless. Now, that might be an old school mm-hmm. information. But yeah, no, there's no problem. Rowan also mm-hmm. has a relationship with people at the birthing center.
Good to know. Yeah. Great. What a great place. Okay, the Women's Center. And what else would you like to talk about, Catherine?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that they are absolutely welcome mm-hmm. to any activities. We also have, one of the most important things that I'd like to say is that above and beyond the activities and the events that we have going on year round, we also have services, emergency services
okay.
for people who need a little bit of extra help.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an emergency food bank.
Okay.
We also have, we will basically navigate the system, the Francophone system
okay.
for anybody who feels like they need help.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard enough to ask for help
mm-hmm.
in your own language, mm-hmm. much less have to navigate another language to okay. get it. So we will always be the liaison between English-speaking women and the Francophone resources available in our community. We will help with legal issues, budgetary issues, emergency services, meaning if you are really stuck for clothing and any kind of resources, we'll see what we can do to help. And we also have ongoing campaigns such as Operation Backpack mm-hmm. for school supplies, mm-hmm. Secret Santa for Christmas presents, and Share the Warmth, which is for winter clothing for children. So anybody who needs a little extra help, that's what we're there for.
Great. I think you have everything covered from what I've heard.
Well, we like to keep it covered, but there's always more. So we're always open. If somebody needs something that we don't currently provide,
mm-hmm.
I always encourage them to let us know. And if we can do it, we'll do our very best.
Great. Good. So the Women's Center, and that's in Sherbrooke, well, in the borough of Lennoxville, 257 Queen Street. And you are open?
We are open Monday to Thursday
mm-hmm.
every week,
mm-hmm.
8:30 to 4:30 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. and 10 to 4 on Wednesdays.
Okay. And you have a website too?
Our website is under construction.
Okay.
And I apologize for that because it does have some information, but certainly not all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook page, however, is very current. We update it every day.
Okay.
And right now it's October is Women's History Month. So mm-hmm. we've been posting about a great Canadian woman every day for the month of October. Yep.
Okay. So we just type in Women's Center?
Yep. Lennoxville and District Women's Center. Okay. I think they can also do the acronym LDWC.
Okay. LDWC. Great. And that's on Facebook. When do people sign up if they wanted to become a member?
Anytime.
Okay.
Obviously, our renewal campaign is geared in September, October, in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But we will never turn anybody away.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go? There's so many activities going
There's
on.
There's a lot
the
going
Center.
On. I don't want to overwhelm anyone. No, that's the long and short of it. And we'll always try and keep people posted on anything new that comes up or anything current.
Great. Sounds like a really welcoming place and a warm place to go. And,
I like it.
Yeah. Well, who wouldn't? Yeah. Okay. Well, we thank you very much, Catherine, and all the best.
Thanks, Maureen.